Hallelujah. Anoint me, Lord, again. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you, Lord. We bless your name. We worship you. We magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We worship you. We just exalt you on today, God. Hallelujah. You alone. You alone are worthy. Amen. Well, God bless you. This is Pastor Rebecca, and we welcome you to the New Creation Christian Ministries prayer line on tonight. Amen. We pray that you are having a blessed day, that God has met you on today, and that God will continue to meet you, even as we go into this hour of prayer. Amen. The Bible tells us to always pray. So we are coming together, seeking God's face. We are just so blessed to be able to commune with our God. Amen. To fellowship and to commune with our God. So we just thank God for each and every one of you who have come to join us today. We're going to go before the Lord in prayer. Amen. So just ready your heart. Get your heart ready. We will be taking prayer requests at the end of the, towards the end of the hour. Amen. And we just ask that you ready yourself, ready your heart, and touch and agree. The Bible says, with two or more gathered, touching and agreeing on anything, that we shall be certain that we will receive that thing for which we are touching and agreeing on. So we're going to touch and agree right now on some things pertaining to things that are on our hearts. And again, we'll be taking your prayer requests later. And we just pray that the Lord will touch you even during this time of prayer, that you will get another touch from God. So let us go before the throne. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. And we magnify your name on today. Oh, God, you are worthy to be praised. There's none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. We glorify your name. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. Lord, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for your power. God, we thank you, hallelujah, and we exalt you. We lift your name on high, God. You alone are worthy to be praised. There is none like you, Lord. We have searched all over, God, and we have not found anybody, no one like you, Lord. Some of us have tried different religions and different faith before we came, Father God. We tried different things. We've looked to people, and we've looked to drugs, and we've looked to alcohol. We have looked to false gods, oh God. Hallelujah. But nobody and nothing could do us like you do us. Can't nobody do us like Jesus. And Lord, we just thank God for Jesus on today. God, we glorify your name. We worship you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for our right mind. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the movement of our limbs. Thank you that we didn't lose our minds when we were going through the struggle, when we were going through the trials, when we were going through the tribulations. Thank you for keeping us in the middle of the storm. Thank you for being the lifter of our heads. Thank you for being our bright and morning star. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross for our sins. We'll never know, God, how much it costs for you to see our sins upon that cross. Lord, we thank you for making the ultimate sacrifice, for loving us that much, so much that you will lay down your life for us. Oh, God, we love you today. We bless your name. We worship you today. You alone are worthy, God. We just want to praise you. We want to spend this first few minutes praising your name. Before we ask for anything, God, we want to praise you. We want to exalt your name on high. Hallelujah. If we had 10,000 tongues, oh God, we could not praise you enough. If we had 10,000 tongues, we could not give you enough of our worship. We could not adore you enough. We could not exalt your name enough, oh God. Lord, we just thank you for the ability, Father God, to praise your holy name. We worship you on today. Hallelujah. You are worthy, God. You're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy. And we thank you, hallelujah, for life. We thank you for breath in our bodies. We thank you for the movement of our limbs. We thank you that we have the ability to see. We have the ability to speak. We have the ability to hear. We thank you, Lord, that we were able to get up and dress ourselves on today, God. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you. We love you. We love you, Jesus. We worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, that we love you more than anything. Hallelujah. More than our necessary food, God. We love you more than anything. More than our husband, more than our wife. We love you, God, more than anything. We love you. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God. So, Lord, we thank you. Even as we assemble ourselves on today, even as we come together to pray, God, we ask that you will incline your hearts, incline your ears to hear our prayer, oh God. You said if we come to you asking you for anything according to your word, that we can be assured that we will receive that very thing. So, Lord, we are coming, Father God, putting you in remembrance of your word. Lord, you said that you know the plans you have for us, plans to prosper us and not to harm us,
yes,
plans to give us a hope and a future. You said everywhere that our feet shall trod, that we shall possess the land. You said that we are the top and not the bottom, the head and not the tail, above and never beneath, the lender and not the borrower. You said that blessings and prosperity are in our house, and that you delight in the prosperity of your people. Lord, you said in your word that you have given us the ability to get wealth. You said that great is the peace of our children, and that we shall prosper and be in good health even as our souls prosper. Lord, we thank you for your word. You said that your word will not come back to you void, but it will prosper that to which you sent it. Oh God, we thank you for your word, God. Hallelujah. You say heaven and earth may pass away, but your word will never fail. Your word will stand forever, God. We thank you for your word. Hallelujah. That is over our lives, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, that every word, all scripture, Father God, is breathed by you, God. We thank you that you left us with our Bibles, oh God, and that when we feel discouraged, when we feel disappointed, when we feel weary, yes, when we feel tired, when we feel doubtful, God, that we can go and open our Bible and begin to hear from you, God. Lord, we need another word from you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that we can open the Bible, Father God, and begin, Father God, to begin to have our spirits edified through your word, God. Lord, we love you today. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray for this United States of America. We pray for our nation, God. Oh, God, you said in your word that my people who are called by my name will repent and turn from their wicked ways. If they would pray, hallelujah, you said that you would hear from heaven and that you would heal our land. God, we're praying and repenting on the behalf of America, America who is in favor of abortion, America who is in favor of same-sex marriage, America who has done so much, Father God, in violation of your will, God. We pray for the United States of America, God, and we ask that you will forgive this United States of America. Lord, have mercy on the United States of America. Lord, have mercy,
yes,
O God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Hold back your wrath, God. Let us keep preaching your gospel. Let us, Father God, continue to snatch souls from the pit of hell.
Yes.
Let us continue, Father God, to let our light shine, Father God, so that men and women will look on our lives and glorify your name, so that people will say, what must I do to be saved? God, let us be the light of the world, the salt of the earth, God. Let us, Father God, not forsake, Father God, our duty as ambassadors for your kingdom, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, we just ask, Father God, that you will continue to bless, Father God, New Creation Christian Ministry.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we ask that you will continue to bless New Creation Christian Ministries, God. Lord, we pray for this church at 87 First Street. We ask, Father God, that you will send in harvest. Workers of the harvest, God. We ask that you would send in the harvest, God. We ask that you would send in laborers of the harvest. We ask, Father God, that you would send in the souls, oh God, to be saved. God, we ask that you would send in the sowers that will sow financially into this kingdom, Lord God. We ask, Father God, that you would send in disciples, Father God, those who are hungry to be trained up in the things pertaining to your kingdom, God. We ask, Father God, that you will send in, Father God, fivefold ministry gifts, Father God, who are willing and able, Father God, to submit to the vision that you have given Pastor Anthony and myself. God, we ask, Father God, that you will fill every seat, God, that is in that sanctuary and even in the overflow. We need workers, God. We need ushers, God. We need musicians, Lord. We need praise team, Lord God. Lord, we need, hallelujah, we're asking you to send in, hallelujah, a housekeeping. We're asking you to send in tithers, oh God. We're asking you, Lord, to send in, hallelujah, prayer warriors, intercessors, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Not people who just want a mic, God, but people who are willing to work in the background, people who are willing to touch and agree and pray, Father God, people who are willing to work the altar, people who are willing to help work the media ministry,
yes,
God, people who are willing to work with our children, people who are willing to clean the church, people who are willing, oh God, hallelujah, to keep your house in order. We ask that you will send in the deacons and send in the trustees, oh God. Send in, Father God, hallelujah, hallelujah, the ministers, oh God, the evangelists, the prophets, oh God, the teachers, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, the children, hallelujah, the adults, Father God. We ask, Father God, that you will save the drug dealer, the gangbanger, the prostitute, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, save the homeless, God. Save the alcoholic, God, the teenage mother, God. Save the gay person, the homosexual, oh God. Save the adulterer and the child molester, oh God. In the name of Jesus, save, Father God, souls. Save them, snatch them from the pit of hell. Lord, we thank you. Our doors are open, God. Let us not look down on those, Father God, who don't look like us. Let us not look down on those who don't have fancy cars and fancy houses like we do, God. Help us, Father God, to be, Father God, compassionate. Have the compassion of Christ. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for every person that's in the church. We pray for Carmen Callow and Father God, her family, God. We pray for all of her children, Nick and Richard and hallelujah, her daughter Yvette, oh God. We pray, Father God, hallelujah, for Kevin Senior, oh God, and Father God, for all of Carmen's kids, God. adult children, God. We pray for her grandchildren, God, those we know, those we don't, Kevin and Jessica, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, her great-grandchildren, Lord. We ask, Father God, that you will continue to let your hand be upon that family, God. Lord, we ask that you will bless Carmen, bless her husband, bless her marriage, God. Continue to heal her, Father God. Thank you for keeping her. Thank you for deliverance, oh, God, in every area of her life, God. Thank you, Father God, for your hand being upon her. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for putting her in our midst, God. We thank you for sending her. We thank you for sending her to New Creation Christian Ministries, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for her, Father God, connecting with us, God. We pray for April Callow, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you continue to bless her. Bless her husband, God. Let them close on their house, Father. Bless their children, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, give them a closer walk with you, oh God. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, you're worthy. You are just so worthy. Lord, we pray, Father God, and we lift up, hallelujah, every member of New Creation Christian Ministries, Lord. We lift up, oh God, hallelujah, Sister Rita, Evangelist Robinia, hallelujah. We lift up, Sister Shaniqua, oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Every family, every member, Sister Akita, Sister Kayla Marcus, hallelujah. We lift up, Sister, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Daniela Brown, and Daniela Johnson, and Daniela Singletary, oh God. And we lift up Sister Lori Davis. We bind up Satan right now in the name of Jesus. We lift up Sister Dolores Tucker, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Brother Lewis and Brother Rodney, oh God. Sister Darlene and Sister Shabe, Sister Nisha, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We lift up every member. Evangelist Elizabeth Page, we thank you for divine healing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, continue to have your way. Let your will be done, oh God. Niella, we lift her up to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Every the Etna family, the Callow family, the Singletary family, the Johnson family, the Brown family, the Simmons family, oh God, in the name of Jesus, the Davis family, the Tucker family, God, hallelujah, the Thomas family, look at Sister Aida, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, continue to bless, keep, save, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we lift up every member, oh God, hallelujah, every person that's affiliated with New Creation Christian members, ministries, oh God, in the name of every absent person, bring them back in, God, bring them back into the fold, oh God. Lord, we thank you for those who are yet to come, God. We thank you for George Martinez, our landlord, God, and his wife, Martha. We thank you for Natalie, God. We pray divine healing over her life right now. Even she's been healed from cancer. Lord, we thank you for healing Greg Carter, and Father God, we thank you for healing, Father God, Timmy Blake, oh God. We thank you for healing Sister Renita, oh God. Sister Vanita's sister. We lift up Sister Vanita, oh God. Continue to do your work, have your way in her life, God. Lord, we ask you to heal Fanny Blake, oh God. We ask you to heal Renee Jackson, oh God. We thank you for divine healing over her eyes, God. We thank you, Lord, that you will totally restore. We ask that you will miraculously restore Renee's sight. We bind up the spirit of depression right now in the name of Jesus. And we declare that Renee is loose. In the name of Jesus, she can see that her eyes, the doctors and technology and miracles, God. We just thank you for, I don't know how you're going to do it, God, but we thank you for a miracle right now. We don't know how you're going to do it. But, Lord, we thank you for a miracle right now. Lord, bless Renee Jackson. Oh, God, hallelujah. Heal her heart, God. Heal her from depression and take away the sadness. You said you give us garments of joy for the garment of heaviness, oh, God. In the name of Jesus. Laughter for mourning, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, God, for joy. Your joy overtaking her like never before, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for laughter. Cover Al and Mustafa and Princess, oh God. Cover Rashida and Keon and Robert, oh God. Cover Aida, oh God. All of the Thomas and Etna family, God. In the name of Jesus, Jackie and Derek, oh God. Thank you for healing Derek Bowie, oh God. In the name of Jesus, cover, oh God, cover Oh, God, hallelujah. Gary, Father, and little G, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your hand. We bind up the spirit of divorce and sickness, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We look at Maria and George, oh, God, and their son, oh, God. Lord, continue to have your way. Lord, I thank you for touching Sister Maria, God. Thank you for her business and prosperity, God. Thank you for success, God. Thank you for giving her joy, oh, God, unspeakable joy. Lord, I speak peace to her right now that surpasses all understanding, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for divine healing, oh, God, even the pain of the past, God, even the anything that's tried to haunt her and keep her from moving forward, God.
Yeah.
We just thank you, Lord, for supernatural release. We thank you for a supernatural release of your power on today, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, go into every household. Touch Mother Mae Thomas. Thank you for giving her a new church home. My mother, on this Mother's Day week, God, our mother, Mae Thomas, we ask, Lord, that you would touch her, that you would bless her, that you would keep her, that you, Father God, will give her peace. You said great is the peace of our children, Lord. Thank you for healing Rashida and delivering Rashida, Lord, my sister. Oh, God, thank you, Lord, for total restoration. Thank you, Lord, for reunion, oh, God. Hallelujah. Even if I saw her on Sunday, God, and we were able to laugh and hug and love on each other, God, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. For doing what you do. Thank you for giving her her kids back. And thank you for her being healthy, oh, God. Hallelujah. Sober. And oh, God, have your way. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for what you're doing in the land of the living, oh, God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for those three girls that were delivered back to their families, God. Even help the one whose mother passed away. Help her to deal with her grief, God, that she didn't come home to her mother, God, because her mother is no longer here. God, help these girls to have normal lives. Help them to heal. We come against PTS, oh, God, post-traumatic stress, oh, God. We ask, Father God, that you will, Father God, heal these young ladies, oh, God, and even the baby that was born while they were abducted, oh, God, hallelujah. Lord, we just ask that you give some sense of normalcy back to their lives, Lord. Let them live normal, happy lives. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. We thank you for every person under the sound of my voice, Lord. So many are looking, Father God, for financial resources. So many are looking for money, God. Father God, I just see God releasing finances. Oh, God. God is releasing finances into your lives.
Yeah.
God is saying he's giving, he's releasing money. Some of you need money to do some things that you've been believing God for. God says he's releasing finances. God is blessing you. God is blessing you to be a blessing. God says in his word, and he says you are blessed to be a blessing. Holly, he will bless you, and you will be a blessing. And in Genesis chapter 12, he told Abraham, and God says to you on the line today that he is blessing you so that you can be a blessing. God is putting money into your hands. Hallelujah. God has given you the gift of giving. There are people that you're going to meet, and God says he's going to allow you to be the one. The Bible talks about men and women sown. As you give, it shall be given back to you, pressed down, shaken together, overflowing so much that you can't even receive it. Well, men given to your bosom, and God is saying he's creating you. He's positioned you to be one who will be a giver. Hallelujah. You will be one who will be a giver, and as you give out, God says he's going to continue to replenish your storage. God's going to continue to give you above and beyond what you can ask, think, or imagine. God says as you continue to tithe, as you continue to give, some of you have been tithing, you've been sowing, and you've been faithful in your tithing, and God says he's getting ready to show you the manifestation of your faithfulness, huh? Because you have been faithful over a few things. God says, I'm getting ready to release much to you. Get ready. There's going to be an outpouring into your life, not necessarily money, because some of you don't need money, but you've been believing God for some things.
Yeah.
And God says, I'm getting ready to give you an overflow in your life. There's going to be an outpouring. God says, as you remain faithful to me, as you remain faithful, for those of you who are here, my God, not many people come out to prayer. on a weekly basis. But for those of you who press your way to prayer on a weekly basis, for those of you who are here because you are giving God your time, because you have given God your money, because you've given God your life, God says, watch what he's getting ready to do for you in this season, because you have been faithful. I just hear God said, because you've been faithful. And God says, as you stay connected, as you continue to pray, as you continue to stay under his word, as you continue to stay connected, even as especially to this ministry, there is a supernatural anointing that's being released from this ministry. Pastor Emily, I feel that thing so powerfully that God is releasing an anointing being released from this ministry for your life. And God is saying, you're getting ready to receive abundance. He's getting ready to bless. And my God, hallelujah, we pray that you will call us back and give us the testimony. Those who listen to the archives, God says, you've been concerned about your child. Matter of fact, it's more than one child that you're concerned about. And God is saying today to put them on the altar. So just begin to call on their name. Call out the name of your child that you're concerned about. We call on the name of Justin. We call on the name of Hakita. Just go ahead and call on the name of your child, your children. Begin to put your children on the altar. Yeah. We call on the name of Marcus. We call on the name of Kayla. Hallelujah. We put our children on the altar. We put our grandchildren. Go ahead. Call on the name of your children. Hallelujah. God can hear you. We call on the name of Sudani. We call Niello. We call Nairobi. We call Joshua. Go ahead. Call your children. Call your grandchildren. Call your great-grandchildren. We're placing them on the altar. God, we're placing our children and our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren on the altar. God says, I'm putting a hedge of protection around those that you have given to me. He said, not one will be snatched out of my hand. Ha!
Jesus.
Oh, God, Jesus, hallelujah. And this is your adult children. Look, don't hold back. Put your adult children on the altar. Put your adult children on the altar.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You no longer have any control. They're 21, they're 35, they're 50. Put your adult children on the altar. God says, I'm watching out. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to bless your children. You are blessed. Your seed is blessed. So, Lord, we thank you for blessing our children on today. We pray, Father God, continue blessings and protection over the lives of our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for the President, Barack Obama, oh God, his wife, his children. God, touch, oh God. Touch and keep them, oh God. Keep them safe, oh God. In the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of assassination. We come against the spirit of murder.
Jesus.
And Lord, we just thank you. Increase this radio ministry.
Increase
this radio ministry. Increase the TV ministry. We thank you for nationwide TV, for New Creation Christian Ministry.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, for breakthrough. We thank you for overflow, God. We know what you spoke to us, God. We thank you for the new building. Lord, we believe in you for the new edifice. We believe in you, oh God, for Pastor Anthony's new car. We believe in you, God, for the prophetic word that's been spoken over this church. We believe in you for increase, oh God. We believe in you. We're not grown weary and well-doing, but we are believing you for everything that you spoke of. I hold up your hands. People of God, just hold up your hands. Hold up your hands. I declare every bill paid right now in the name of Jesus. I declare a supernatural cancellation of debt in the name of Jesus. I declare overflow of monies coming into your house in the name of Jesus. I declare success in your business. Hold up your hands. Receive this blessing right now in the name of Jesus. I declare success in your business right now in the name of Jesus. I declare joy and peace in your heart, in your heart, in your life. In the name of Jesus, I declare prosperity in every area of your life, that you shall prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Oh, who's worrying? I bind up worry right now. My God, I see you worrying. My God, you've been missing sleep. And right now, I bind up and I cut off worry right now in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Loose, my God.
And I speak peace over your life right now in the name of Jesus. The Lord says, stop worrying. You cannot add a day to your life by worrying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give it to me. Cast your cares on me because I care for you, says the Lord. Cast your cares on Jesus because Jesus cares for you. Cast your cares on Jesus because Jesus cares for you. That's it. That's it. I felt that. I felt your breakthrough. Not a moko shana my mama. And God wants you to know he catches every tear. Mako shale eke shana my mama. He sees you crying. God sees you crying out. He has heard your cry. He says, you cry out to me and I will hear you and I will answer you and I will come to you and I will deliver you.
Yes.
So I speak deliverance right now over your life, even in the middle of that situation. I speak deliverance right now in Jesus' name.
Give it to me, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Cast your cares on Jesus. And don't worry, hallelujah, about people who are not lining up with the love that you will pour out on them, says the Lord. There are people who cannot and are not appreciating you, and they are turning their backs on you and giving you their behinds to kiss. They are really treating you bad. Hallelujah. And you have been concerned, and you're almost brokenhearted. You're brokenhearted. Hallelujah. Your heart is grieving over these people that you love so much and that you've given so much to. And God is saying on today to put them on my altar. God is saying, seek first my kingdom and my righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. God says, as you release them, as you give your attention and your focus to me, as you love me with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength, God says, I will bless you. I will bless your relationships. God says, I will make your enemy to be at peace with you. Ha! Huh? Oh, my. Oh, God, I will turn that relationship around. I will turn your children's hearts back to you. Hallelujah. I will restore that relationship. I will restore that marriage. Not a makosha, but you got to put me first. Hallelujah. You have to put me on the throne, says the Lord. You must keep me first. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't let nobody take your joy. Do not let them keep taking your joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Ha. Hallelujah. I don't know who I'm talking to, Pastor Emily, but I feel this so strongly. The burden, my God, some people, they're making you miserable, but God is saying today, get your joy back. Get your laughter back. Get your praise back. Get your worship back. Put me back on the throne. So, Lord, I thank you for peace. I feel a peace. Oh, God, just go ahead and lift your hands. The peace of the Lord is coming over you. I speak peace. I speak healing to that heart, that broken heart. You are not brokenhearted. Your heart is healed. I speak healing to your heart right now. I speak healing. I speak healing. Be healed. In the name of Jesus, be healed. I speak healing. I lay my hands on you in the spirit realm. Be healed. In Jesus' name, makoshale ekeshana mama, okoshale ekeshana. That's it. That's it. The peace of the Lord be with you. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Go ahead and worship him. Go ahead and worship him. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We worship you. We worship you, oh, Lord. We worship you, oh Lord. We worship you, oh Lord. We worship you, oh Lord. We exalt thee.
There's something about the power of prayer and the prayer of faith in the name of Jesus. As Pastor prayed over your life and prophesied over your life tonight, I believe that the manifestation and demonstration of God's hand is going to work favorable in your life. Over, glory be to God, the next few moments, the next few days, you're going to see a manifestation and demonstration of the power. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the power of God on this prayer line tonight in the name of Jesus. So many of you pressed your way even to dial the number. Some of you pressed your way to come and consecrate this time for prayer. And I believe that God is looking down from glory, and he is blessing you. He is blessing your seed. He is blessing, glory be to God, every endeavor, your job venture in the name of Jesus, your innovation and creativity. God is blessing your grandchildren, your extended family through your lineage in the name of Jesus. Your heritage, the legacy that's going to follow you is blessed because of your faithfulness. Oh, glory be to God. You have been faithful over a few things, and God is going to make you ruler over much in the name of Jesus. So we curse and come against that spirit of divorce. We come against the spirit of division on God's families. We come against the spirit of poverty and lack and famine and recession. We come against the spirit of depression and being sad and being unhappy. We come against the spirit of stress and depression and being worried. We cast down every wicked imagination, every stronghold in the name of Jesus. And Father God, every person sick under the sound of my voice, I declare healing over their mind. I declare healing over their body in the name of Jesus. Arthritis, high and low blood pressure, all kinds of disorders in these temples of the living God, we speak healing over your people. In the name of Jesus, every disease, every sickness, every infirmity, all kinds of illnesses, right now we cancel them. In the name of Jesus, migraine headaches, in the name of Jesus, chronic conditions in the body, in the name of Jesus, arthritis and joint and bones and nerve conditions, in the name of Jesus, even a common toothache. God, heal, glory be to God. In the name of Jesus, we come against even a spirit of mental illness. In the name of Jesus, we cancel on, and we come against that spirit that's trying to plague our children, bipolar and autism. In the name of Jesus, all kind of psychological conditions, we, Lord, speak your healing power over our children, over our adults, over our marriages. In the name of Jesus, caller, we see that hand. We're going to open up that phone line. I believe the power of God is on this line. Area code 404.
Yes,
you are on, your microphone is open. You are on the air. What's on your heart tonight?
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. First and foremost, I want to give thank you to God and just give him all the thanks for all the blessings that he's given me. And I'm asking him to please bless Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony because I have a testimony to say.
Yes. Yes, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless her. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for this testimony. Yes, God. We thank you for this testimony, God. Hallelujah.
I also want to give thanks to God for those three women that they found in Ohio. Thank you, Jesus. I know he made us family very happy. And so let me tell you my testimony. A couple of weeks ago, I remember that I called you in. I told that I was having problems in my back, and I didn't think I was going to be able to go back to work, and I was maybe thinking about working from home. And thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you for all the prayers, dear Lord. It has my business is now. I am authorized to open my business now. It took a couple of weeks. It didn't even take that long.
Jesus.
And everything fell by in place day after day. It was just getting bigger and bigger. I just kept on seeing God open the doors to me more and more. And
yeah.
I thank him so much for that, Jesus. Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And
thank you,
so
Jesus.
My business, I could go ahead and I'm authorized and my business is active to go ahead with whatever it is that I started. So I started a trucking business from home. Thank you, Jesus.
Wow. Wow. Hallelujah.
Totally different than what I was doing before, but he opened my eyes and he gave me all the knowledge that I need to go forward with this, and he has given me the blessing to start this, and I thank him so much. I love him so much.
Yes,
and
Jesus.
And that is my testimony. He has performed so many miracles in my life, and for not one time did I doubt that this was going to happen. I know I have so much faith that it's going to happen, and it did happen. I want to ask God to please bless this prayer line, everybody on this prayer line, Pastor Rebecca, Pastor Anthony. You're like family to me, and I always look forward to going on this prayer line. I also want to thank my cousin Carmen for introducing me to this ministry. I mean, you guys are so powerful. It's beyond, I just can't, you know, you guys are part of my heart. And so I am asking God that if he could touch my husband's heart, keep him away from all that wickedness that he's thinking, touch him, have him repent, and bring him to the house of God and show him how wonderful it is to be under God's love. How things could just bloom from all of his love and his and all the blessings that he has to offer us. So I would like for you to pray for his heart.
Yes.
For our restoration. But I just want to thank you, Pastor Anthony. Thank you so much, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. I love you both, and may God bless you both.
Amen, Sister Maria. We love you, too.
Amen.
And we just thank God for you, even Sister Carmen, introducing you to the prayer line and the ministry in the name of Jesus. We know that God has led us to pray every Tuesday night, and we thank God for you calling in on a regular basis. We believe that God has honored you as you honored him. He has blessed your business. He is blessing your children. He is blessing your child. He's going to bless in the name of Jesus every prayer that you have before him. I decree and declare over your life. So we're going to pray right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, even as Sister Maria gave a testimony that everything fell in order, that all things work together for her good because she loved you, that the innovation and creativity, the clients and the customers, Father God, everything worked according to her plan, even beyond her expectation, Lord, how it came together so quickly. Father, she gave a powerful testimony of the power of prayer, of the power of faith on tonight in the name of Jesus. And yes, God, it is a wonderful thing to be in the kingdom of Almighty God. It is a wonderful thing to be a daughter and a son of the living God. And right now we pray for George, her husband, in the name of Jesus, that God, that you will rescue him, that you will pull him from this evil world, that you will pull him from the bondage, Lord, that have blinded his mind in the name of Jesus. And we speak over his life right now, God, that you will free up his mind, that you will free up his heart. Father God, that you will open up his spiritual eyes and his spiritual understanding in the name of Jesus. So we speak to this couple, we speak to this wife and this husband in the name of Jesus, that God, you can restore, that God, you can rebuild, that God, you can renew in the name of Jesus. So Father God, save his soul, allow him to be, glory be to God, Jesus be the master of his life. Let him open up his mouth and confess with his mouth that you are Lord of his life and believe it in his heart in the name of Jesus. So even as this wife is praying, Lord, allow Sister Maria's prayers not to go unanswered in the name of Jesus. So Lord, keep blessing her business. Keep blessing, Father God, everything that she desires in her heart. Keep blessing her son. And Father God, minister and touch her husband right now. In the name of Jesus. Bring him up. Deliver him.
Yes, God.
Heal him, Lord, and set him free by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, we give him to you. We lay him at your altar. And, Lord, we say, have your way in his life. We speak favor over him in the name of Jesus. We declare it and we decree it. It is done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. We do love you as well. We thank God that he's going to keep blessing your business. It's going to be prosperous. It's going to be successful. It's going to be everything that you want and above that. The Bible says he'll do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ever think, ask, or imagine.
Yes.
So get ready.
Yes,
there are more blessings. There are more blessings coming your way.
Yes,
wow.
Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah,
wow.
Jesus. Thank
Hallelujah.
You. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you both.
God bless
you. We love you. God bless you.
We love you, too.
Jesus.
God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Powerful.
What a powerful testimony of the goodness of Jesus.
Yes.
Pastor, people talk about a recession. People talking about the lack of jobs, but God is just able. Whether you need to go into the marketplace, whether you need to start your own business, whether you need God just to give you some creativity and innovation, God can do it.
Yes.
She said God gave her thoughts and ideas.
God
downloaded to her some ways that she can get that business off the ground, and it's a total success in the name of Jesus. So we thank God for Sister Maria tonight. What a powerful testimony about the power of prayer and the power of our God that we serve.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Well, we have a few more minutes tonight. We may tarry, but if there's another prayer request, again, if there's a sickness trying to plague you, if you have a family issue, we believe in the power of agreement. We know that there's unity, there's power as we come together, because the Bible says, not Anthony, not Pastor Rebecca, but the Bible says with two or more as to touch and agree, we shall have, glory be to God, what we ask according to his will. This is the confidence that we have, that we ask anything according to his will. We know that he hears us. And if he hears us, we know we have that which we petition of him. Glory be to God. So with prayer and thanksgiving, we are going before the throne of grace on tonight.
Yes.
And I'm here to remind the people of God, those of you who are listening under the sound of my voice, that God's grace is sufficient. Oh, glory be to God.
Lord.
I said God's grace is sufficient.
Yes, thank you.
Don't allow worry.
Thank you.
Don't allow fear.
Yes, thank you.
Don't allow double-mindedness and doubt.
Yes.
But allow faith to rule your life.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
so we're believing, Lord. We are believing tonight. And we are praying, even as Sister Maria and my wife alluded to those three young ladies that miraculously was rescued, who've been abducted, Lord. Even as I read in the text, David wives was taken captive, and David recovered his wives. And these families will get back these three women who were taken in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
So as we pray tonight, we're praying for protection for you and your family. We're praying for God to continue to provide for you and your family.
Yes.
We're believing that God is going to prosper you and your family. And we are believing that God is going to, in the name of Jesus, continue to bless you and your family in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. So at this time, if there are any more prayer requests, if you just press 1, we will pray with you. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we praise your name. We worship you. We thank you for those who are gathered here on today, God. And even as we, Father God, prepare to go down from this place, we thank you for the testimony that was brought forth from Sister Maria, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for sending back a witness, even as the 10 lepers were healed and one came back to say thank you. We thank you for this woman of God, Father God, who thought it not robbery to come back and say, Pastor Emily, Pastor Rebecca, the prayers of the righteous, the effect. True fervent prayers of the righteous are powerful and effective. And I thank God for your prayers, because God has blessed me. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for her testimony of how you set everything in place, God. Hallelujah. We take no glory. We take
take no credit. We know, oh God, that it was you, oh God, who opened doors that no man can close. It was you, oh Lord, who set things up in order. It was you, oh God, who gave her the vision and the insight to begin to start that business from home. It was you, oh Lord, who made the paperwork go through. It was you, oh God, who continued to put everything in place. And Lord, it is you who is going to continue to prosper her business. And Lord, I speak for every person. I speak over every person, Father God, who's in business right now. I speak blessings and prosperity over their business. I speak blessings and prosperity over the endeavors that you have given for the people, Father God, you have called to write books, cut CDs. Hallelujah. Have radio broadcast, oh God. Have ministries, oh God. Lord, I speak blessings, Father God, over every entrepreneur right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Bless every entrepreneurial endeavor right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we speak healing. God says, I'm healing, my God, even Sister Maria, even the area of her back, God. We speak healing right now over your people. We speak divine, supernatural healing. Lord, we believe that you brought her out of work just so she could start her own business. And Lord, now we ask that you heal her, that you heal that area in her back, Father God, that you adjust things, Father God. Give her comfort, Father God. Father God, take away any pinched nerves and anything, any pain, Father God, even in that leg, Father God, even, Father God, down to the foot area, God. We thank you and we praise you, oh God, for, Father God, doing what only you can do, supernatural healing. Like the woman with the issue of blood said, if I could just but touch the hem of his robe, I know I'll be made whole. So, God, we're pressing in to touch your robe on tonight, God, knowing that we will be made whole. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for supernatural healing. Lord, I thank you for Sister Rita, oh, God. Continue to bless her, oh, God, even now, even as you transition her, oh, God. We just thank you for supernatural release. We thank you for divine favor. We thank you for opening doors. We thank you, Lord, for provision. You said you shall supply every need. According to your glorious riches by Christ Jesus. We thank you for healing. Continue to heal her, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for open doors. We thank you, Lord, for peace that surpasses all understanding. God, we just praise you, oh God, for the testimony that's coming out of her mouth, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, even now, even as we, Father God, go down for the sake, we pray for Sister Daniela and Brother Mel Brown, God. Hallelujah. Even in their absence, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We, Father God, thank you, Father God, for the new apartment. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the bills being paid. We thank you, Lord, for peace in their home. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for healing. We thank you, Lord, for restoration. We thank you, Lord, for their marriage, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you, oh God, for divine provision. As they continue, Father God, to seek first your kingdom and your righteousness, God. So, Lord, we thank you that you is already done. Have your way. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. We believe tonight we're going to play this song by James Fortune, and we're going to come back with some closing remarks. We have a lot of mothers on the line tonight. We want to wish you and bless you a happy Mother's Day. But let this song minister to you in the name of Jesus, because we believe that God is blessing you.
Those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
I believe the storm will soon be over. I believe the rain will go away.
I want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide.
the blessing is yours. God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
Excited about your future as well. Again, as we close out today, we want to wish every mother a happy Mother's Day. We believe God's blessing is on you on that Sunday where the world looks upon mothers all over the globe. And we just thank God for mothers in the name of Jesus. Ma, I see you out there. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
And there's so many mothers and grandmothers on the line. My wife is a mother and a grandmother. Happy Mother's Day, dear. But happy Mother's Day to every mother. We pray blessings upon your Mother's Day holiday, and we pray that you have the best Mother's Day ever. We're going to continue to pray for you. We love each and every one of you. God's blessings upon you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, go in peace and serve God. Have a blessed Mother's Day, a wonderful weekend. God bless each and every one of you. Good night.